speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Our question for this week, don't you think that religion can draw more by offering something entertaining and interesting than by preaching? Well, this certainly expresses the thought of many, many people, I suppose, that everything is more interesting and entertaining than preaching. Personally speaking, my friends, I don't find anything more interesting nor entertaining than a good gospel sermon that is well presented and that has the will of God and the hope of eternal life within its boundaries. Now, I guess a lot of this depends upon our taste. You know, many people have never developed a taste for the spiritual things. Well, no doubt Jesus had this in mind when he spoke the Sermon on the Mount, when he told those principles of the coming kingdom and the kind of people that would abide there. He said in Matthew 5:6, "Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled." We learn that the righteousness of God is indeed that righteousness which is by faith, the righteous scheme or the righteous plan of God, which he came to present to the world by which we could be saved. In Romans 1:16-17, I remind you, he said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed the righteousness of God, from faith unto faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now, if you don't have a taste for spiritual matters, my friends, how can you develop one? I suppose the easiest, the best way, is to begin to study your Bible. Begin to read it. Learn what it says. Find out the great help that it is able to give you. When Paul wrote to the Roman church in Romans 12:1, he said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your spiritual service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and perfect and acceptable will of God." When we prove by obedience the things which God has given us, we learn how good and how wonderful it is to have the Word of God. We desire to buy the truth and sell it not. We realize the importance of speaking only as the oracles of God. Now, our questioner says, do you think? And, of course, this always introduces something that is a matter of thought with many people, but it's not actually what I think that makes the difference here. Is it more important for us in God's sight, according to the Word of God, to have something entertaining as the world would see it, or as that which God desires? I remind you in 1 Corinthians 1:18, he said, "For the word of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it is the power of God." And again in verse 21 of 1 Corinthians 1, "Seeing that in the wisdom of God," he said, "the world through its wisdom knew not God, it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." Indeed, many people think that preaching is foolishness. But my friends, it's a matter of taste. And that taste must be developed in order to be in harmony with God's divine will. If it pleases God to preach the gospel, shouldn't it please me and you? I appreciate this question, and I'm glad to discuss it this week. We shall look forward to having you in each and every of these sessions.